Hey, welcome to tip number 22. But if you were just with me at tip number 21, you know, we talked about getting face to face. And one of the people that I'm working with here says, this tip is magic. This is the tip that just created an opportunity for me today. And then he went on to say, you know, if you can't get out and talk to people, how do you ever plan to get through an interview? So it's a good idea. It's just, wow, there's a lot of wisdom in that. By talking to people, by getting face-to-face, you're really practicing interviews so that by the time you get to the interview, you're well-versed, you know what to say, you've practiced it, it's comfortable for you. Well, that's just the opposite then of what we're talking about here, because tip number 21 says get out. Tip number 22 says get unplugged, get off the internet. Well, maybe it's the same kind of a thing, right? We're saying don't spend all your time on the internet. Obviously, you know this, but heavens, we're in the age of online job boards. Nearly everyone begins a career transition by turning on the internet. What do? You turn it on, you leave it on, you keep checking back, you find a new website. It's safe, it's comfortable, it's really kind of even undemanding. So fine, do it. Get it out of your system. It may take a while, for some of you, a long while, until you realize how much time this approach is going to take away from other productive search strategies. You know what? If you want to take half your day and spend it on the internet, go for it. That's okay with me. But what we're asking you to do is to consider what to do with the other half of your day. Stop. And what we want you to do is to think about how we can spend your time more productively. You know what? More than half of your time spent on the internet is generally a dreadful waste of time. We see bleary-eyed job hunters that come into our offices that they've spent weeks and months in cyberspace. They often relate that there are just too many job boards and too many opportunities and too many time-sucking things that they're applying jobs to, and processes and questionnaires and forms. And yeah, it gets to be a bit much, right? What we find is there's really four steps that we've talked about now. Research, search. Yeah, use a few job boards and then get on to LinkedIn. We talk about that too. But what we're saying here to you, and you know, there's just so much here that I want to just direct you through, that I'm going to invite you to read tip number 22 and continue to stay half the day plugged in if you want, but the other half of the day, literally unplug the computer, if you will. Turn it off, shut it down, and force yourself into thinking, now what am I going to do with the time? I'm going to have to get up, get out, go talk to people. We've already covered that. So, you know, here's what I wrote to a client, and I'm going to end this tip by just reading an email that I wrote recently to a woman by the name of Carlene. I said, hey, Carlene, regarding that newest job board website you found, you asked if this one's worth your time. Yeah, it's a tough decision to make that decision quickly, because you know, every situation's different and every new job board may or may not have some opportunities there for you. However, here's a caution that's universally correct. So let me tell you what I see is the answer we're really looking for here. It's not is this a good job board or not? It's, are you spending enough of your day off the internet? Not 100% of your time off the internet, but half the day. You know, again, let me reiterate, a few hours per day of job board activities is going to be productive. If I were you, sure, add this one to your list of things you look at. But what I'm asking you to do is spend the rest of your time getting up, getting out, getting on your feet, and meeting people, because that's typically where we see the opportunities happen. And so that's what I wrote. That's what I'm going to stand by. Hope you take the advice to heart. And if you look at the job dog and all the tips we put together here, you're going to see that we're going to make this easy for you. We're going to show you how to do it, and we're going to get the job done. That is getting you the job that you've always wanted. We're here to help. If you have any ideas on what we can do more to help you, we're there. Tip number 23 is coming up next. Look forward to what you can do when you don't know what else to do. That's going to be in tip number 23. Looking forward to seeing you there.